Lovie, what's the challenge in taking on a team where there's a quarterback situation where the starter is hurt and you're not exactly sure who's going to be playing against you?
Oh, it's a challenge, and there's a little bit of uncertainty. But I think you have to prepare for the quarterback position and what the offense does. Philosophy wise, I don't think it's going to change an awful lot. As we see it, one very good quarterback is possibly injured and can't play, and another very good quarterback that's played a lot of good football in this league will be the backup if he can't go. So that's what we're doing.
And Lovie, if you think back to the spring, did the Eagles try to move up to get the number one pick?
I'm sorry?
Did the Eagles try to move up at all to get the number one pick? They had interest in getting up to number two. Were they talking to you about number one?
No. You got to talk to the Eagles about that. That was a long time ago. What was that, 2 or 3 years ago?
No,
it was a long time ago, wasn't it?
No, this past April.
Yeah, can't remember back there. We had the first pick. We knew who we wanted. We were able to get him. That's kind of the end of the story right there.
What do you think of Winston so far, Lovie?
Love what he's done. Of course, loved him before the draft. Every time we talk, I liked him more. Saw him being our quarterback for years to come. Hasn't disappointed me in it all. He's a young quarterback at the same time, and we knew there would be some growing pains you go through with all young players. But seeing improvement weekly, see him fight through adversity, just a lot of different things that I really like. Got a great future in this league.
Where is he taking the biggest steps, Lovie?
Oh, I think he's taking steps in all areas. He can throw the football. Decision-making, you always look for a quarterback with that. Leadership, moving into the role, there are things that you have to do as far as that's concerned. I think any category you want to judge a quarterback by, we've seen marked improvement from the moment he came in the building.
How much the way that he finishes games, and he did that a lot in college, how big of a factor was that in knowing that he was the right guy for you?
Big. That's always a part of it. If you talk about a guy being a good quarterback in the league, it's going to – you have to talk about him leading comeback wins, fourth quarter, what a quarterback. When a game is on the line, what did he do then? Is he playing his best ball? And, we're seeing more and more of Jameis being in that position to be able to do some of those things. He did it a lot, of course, at Florida State.
When you decided to make Jameis, your starting quarterback and everything, how much did you have to balance, the growing pains that he might go through with the fact that, obviously, you're there to win games and everything like that?
Well, I think you take everything into consideration, but to me, that wasn't a real hard decision. Taking everything into consideration, it was easy for me and for us to go with Jameis right away. We thought he could handle the load. It's been documented how smart a player he is and what we thought he would be able to handle. He showed us early on he was ready to take that step, and we haven't looked back.
Lovie, you've had a lot of good receivers. Where does Mike Evans rank along there? And can you just sum up what he does for you guys?
Well, you look for, what do great receivers have, and what does Mike Evans have? Mike has great size, and most DBs are about 6 feet, so we're going to have a pretty good matchup most of the time. Mike has dropped a couple balls, a few games ago. But he had excellent hands coming out, catch the football, run good routes. He'll block also. That's a requirement, of course, for our receivers. I think he has an entire package, a total package, and on what you're looking for in a franchise wide receiver.
Jameis has targeted him something like 32 times in the last two games. I would assume they're starting to develop a trust and chemistry together.
Yes, you can let Philly know we're not planning on throwing it to him that much this week, so we don't want both numbers to come out. You can see why a quarterback like Jameis would lean on a big target like that. Our running game has been productive, which kind of forces you to, single up the wide receiver a little bit on the outside, and Mike's going to win most of his one-on-one situations. I'm a quarterback. I'm going to look to him quite a bit, too.
Is Marpet close to coming back yet, or is it still a while with him?
He's coming. He's close. He's limited today, which is a good thing. He's played good ball for us. We've leaned on quite a few, you know, rookies, young players. They've all stepped up, but Allie, you know, similar to what we did with Jameis. We saw early on that he was ready to make that step, and we haven't looked back with him either.
Did you know that he grew up an Eagles fan, Jameis?
Yes, I've heard a little about that. I know he's a Randall Cunningham fan. So, yeah, I knew a little bit about that.
Lovie, could you talk about what you've seen out of the Eagles tight ends? They got great production last week from them. Just what you see and what, you know, what talents that they bring to the table?
You know, first off, they're you know, good blockers, but you know, good, just, you know, good athletes that when it takes and you would like to lean on them as far as pass is concerned. Pretty good matchups versus wideouts and safeties. You know, productive. You know, productive players.
You plugged in two rookies in that offensive line, Lovie. In addition to Allie, Donovan Smith. How has he played out there at left tackle?
It's tough duty, of course, playing left tackle as a 10-year veteran in the league. Donovan has, you know, played well for us. I've been very pleased with all our rookies we played. Of course, Allie Marpet, we talked about him. Donovan Smith, same thing. The reason why we plugged him in right away, we liked him coming out of Penn State quite a bit also. And, you know, we're playing other rookies too. Dante Dye, Adam Humphries, we have a couple of receivers. We're also playing. So our young players are growing up quickly.
A lot of people had Donovan as a, you know, talent-wise as a first-round pick. Were you surprised in the spring that he slid to the fourth?
He went to the second. We took him in the second round, and we had him, you know, as a top round type talent also. So as far as him sliding, there were, you know, this was a heavy draft with offensive linemen, so which was good for us. We needed offensive linemen, and to be able to get a talent like that in the second round was pretty good.
Yeah. Lovie, let me ask you something now. It's celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Super Bowl, and it's a lot of history there. And you and Tony Dungy were the first African-American head coaches in the Super Bowl. And why don't you talk about the impact that you guys have had on African-American head coaches in the NFL, particularly when you look at a guy like Todd Bowles, who's over at the Jets, man, doing a good job.
Well, you know, I think it's always good when if you're, you know, in our case, you're an African-American, and you always want role model someone that you can see that looks like you. So to be able to see two African-American coaches in the Super Bowl has to be a motivating, you know, something that motivates people in the profession to see, you know, what you can accomplish. And there aren't any things that can stop you from achieving, you know, your ultimate goals. But at the same time, it was a long time ago. A lot has changed since then. One thing about sports, I think, though, is not a whole lot of color in sports. It's the one area where you can really say that. And for me, just about, you know, football coach, you know, trying to do his job as much as anything.